Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are continuing our study through the book of Philippians, through the letter from the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi. And today I want to read to you just from Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. I write the same things to you as no trouble to me and is safe for you." And he goes on in verses 2 and 3 and 4. He talks about how he wants them to watch out, to look out for people who were in their midst, who were teaching them that they needed to be circumcised, they needed to follow the law of Moses, who were really putting what Paul calls pride in the flesh, right? Pride in their accomplishments, pride in their following of the law. And the Apostle Paul goes on to tell them, as we'll talk about on the Drivecast tomorrow and the day after, right? Being justified by faith. Right, having righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, not through works of the law, not through our own effort or performance. But today I just want to hone in on that part where he says, "Finally, rejoice in the Lord." This is something that the Apostle Paul says multiple times in this letter. Rejoice in the Lord. And I want to note, the Apostle Paul does not say, rejoice in your circumstances. He doesn't say, look at what's happening in your life right now and try to pick out some of the positive elements and rejoice in those things. He says, rejoice in the Lord. I find that so encouraging. And I told our folks on Sunday, you know, I think you can kind of break that out in at least two ways. And you can say, then rejoice in the Lord's character, rejoice in who he is, his unchanging character, the goodness of God, the kindness of God, the power of God, the justice of God, the steadfast love of God. Rejoice in who God is, that he never changes. Everything in your life changes. God does not. And then rejoice in what he's done. Rejoice in your salvation. Rejoice in the fact that God has chosen you, forgiven you through Christ, gave his son for you, that Jesus gave his life for you, that you've been washed clean, that you've been adopted into his family, that you've been made new, that you've been forgiven and given new life in Christ. Rejoice in what God has done for you. And what's amazing about both of those things, God's character and who he is and the finished work of Jesus, what God has done for you, again, those things don't change. We can look at the culture around us and say, oh my goodness, everything is changing so quickly and it can bring such angst and anxiety and fear about the future. We stare into the face of God. We look at who God is. We look at Christ. We look at his work at the cross and it's finished. It doesn't change. God himself does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I think that brings such hope and such joy. We rejoice in the Lord, in who he is, and in what he has done for us. So can I just encourage you, as we take a moment here in a second to pray, just to think about your life. And maybe you've been trying to find joy and happiness in the circumstances of your life, and you know, some days are good and then some days are bad. And will you just intentionally today say, no, I want to rejoice in the Lord. I want to set my eyes on the Lord and rejoice in him. Where there's a guy in our congregation now, just was having a conversation with him last week, and the circumstances of his life are difficult. Close family member with cancer. Life is in and out of hospitals right now. Like it's a circumstantially difficult moment and season. And yet every time I talk to him, he's sharing with me something that God has taught him, something that he's reading in the Word, talking about the daily bread, right? Today, God has given me what I need for today. He is actively, intentionally rejoicing in the Lord in the midst of the difficulty of the circumstances of his life. Every time I talk to him, I feel like I'm learning something. It encourages me, convicts me, challenges me, inspires me. It's a living example, right, of what Paul is talking about here, right? Finally, brothers, sisters, rejoice, but rejoice in the Lord. Let's take a moment and let's pray together. Father, Forgive us for the times where we look for our joy in other places and other people and other things. God, there's many, many good things in our lives, but those good gifts all come from you. You are unchanging, and your work through Jesus Christ is finished. Jesus, you died, you rose again. Nothing can change that. And though you are working in us right now, and that work continues, we can look back and say, hey, the work of the cross, it's finished, and God, you are unchanging. And so we always have a reason to rejoice in who you are and in what you've done. God, will you help us today to rejoice in you? We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now, and maybe you pray that same thing back to the Lord, or just some time to reflect. But take some time to reflect and to pray.